I'm Deirdre Kennedy with reaction to Governor Schwarzenegger's proposed cuts to the state's public health care programs. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. In a move that looks remarkably like a replay of last summer's political blockbuster, Governor Schwarzenegger is once again threatening to slash the state's health and social programs to fill a projected $20 billion budget shortfall. Though it's only a third of last year's budget hole, the governor is proposing additional cuts to programs that barely squeezed through last year's cuts. Democratic Senate President Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg responded to the governor's proposals with this.
You've got to be kidding. Our job is to hasten the recovery of California's economy. Before we even consider making the lives of children, working families, the elderly, and others more difficult.
Democratic leaders have vowed to stand up against the governor's attempts to cut Healthy Families, the state's SCHIP program, and to roll back Medi-Cal eligibility and coverage. GOP Vice Chairman of the Assembly Budget Committee, Jim Nielsen, says he doesn't necessarily want to cut into public programs again, but Republicans have vowed not to raise taxes.
Simply raising taxes to fund Healthy Families and everything else doesn't solve our budget problem at all. It only fixes what's already broken.
Nielsen says his constituents want government to be leaner and more efficient.
State government and federal government are just full of all kinds of worthy programs that help all kinds of human beings. At this stage, you have to put everything on the table. That being the case, you would hope that as we fashion the budget deal, that there will be some money for Healthy Families. That worked out last year. I would be hopeful that it could work out this year.
Both parties backed the governor's call for $6.9 billion in federal investment, but the state's nonpartisan legislative analyst, Mac Taylor, after an initial review of the budget, says the state is only likely to get about $3 billion of that. If the state does get the funds, the governor still wants to cut in-home services by 87% and would still cut services to Healthy Families. Wendy Lazarus, founder and co-president of the Children's Partnership, says Healthy Families and Medi-Cal bring Medicaid funds into the state, so stripping them makes no sense.
It brings down hundreds of millions of dollars of federal money. So for a governor who's talking about not getting our fair share of federal dollars, this move that he suggested would really fly in the face of that and basically hand back over California's federal dollars for children's health to other states.
Nielsen says in the state's current economic condition, it may just have to forfeit those funds.
Leveraging federal dollars is always an important thing, and we've done it for decades around here. However, there are times, and these are the direst times in the history of California, when you just don't have the money to put up front to leverage the federal dollars. And sometimes you just have to say no.
First Five health plans and hospitals have already been tapped for creative solutions to last year's budget problems. And Lazarus says the private sector can't begin to match the resources needed to provide health coverage for millions of children and their parents. The California Academy of Family Physicians wants legislators to consider rolling back corporate tax cuts that were enacted in recent years. CAFP past President Carla Cacutani.
These temporary and permanent corporate tax cuts that were started in 2008 and 2009 are costing the state an estimated $8.7 billion over the next 8 years and at least $2 billion every year after that. It's fiscally irresponsible to cut money from health and human services programs that prevent illness and keep costs down while that money is leaving our system.
Those savings estimates come from a June 2009 report by the nonpartisan California Budget Project. The CAFP also wants lawmakers to consider boosting taxes on soft drinks, tobacco, and possibly alcohol to help increase revenue. Cacutani rejects Republican claims that new taxes will chase businesses away from the state.
What I think corporations are looking for is a state that has a working infrastructure, that has a healthy population, that has folks that are both ready and willing and healthy to work, and folks that are healthy and excited consumers, and that's what we need to be building.
Legislative committees in both houses are meeting in a special emergency session. They have until the end of February to act on the governor's proposals. This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm Deirdre Kennedy. Thanks for listening.